This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. It's time to sip and spin. That's where we sip one select beer and spin one select album. Today, we're listening to the Prince of Cool, Chet Baker. It's the 1956 reissue of his album, Chet Baker Sings. Not only was he an exceptional jazz trumpet player, he also had a unique vocal style. A biographer for Baker described his voice as androgynously sweet and fragile, which it was, but for some that meant homosexual.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start. That old feeling is still in my heart.
20 years after this album's original release, Chet Baker said, quote, "There was a very mixed reaction when I started singing. In the first place, a lot of people thought, foolishly so, that because of the way I sang, you know, I liked fellas or something. I can only say that that's a lot of BS." Chet Baker Sings was a financial success and helped to elevate Baker's profile and fame. As his success grew, so did his drug use. Chet Baker began using heroin in the 1950s, and his habit was well publicized. Baker was arrested and jailed numerous times in this country and abroad. He stopped performing in public around 1968 and then attempted a comeback in 1973. After 1979, Baker released 21 records, none reaching the success of this one, Chet Baker Sings.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another you?
In 1988, Chet Baker was found dead on the street outside a hotel in Amsterdam. His life was tumultuous, but his trumpet playing was smooth and his voice was fragile and nonchalant. We'll be trying a smooth beer as we listen to Chet Baker Sings, the reissue of the 1956 LP. We've got something from the New England area, from Jack's Abbey Craft Lagers. Not only is this beer smooth, it's also smoky. The Smoke and Dagger, a smoked black lager. As expected, it's deep dark brown in color, and the head is a fluffy tan. Giving it a sniff, you do get a wood fire scent, and I'm also getting some coffee or chocolate notes as well. Now for the sip. Oh, there's smokiness in there, but it's not overpowering. It's balanced, and there is a slight sweetness, just like Chet Baker's singing voice. Jack's Abbey Smoke and Dagger, coming in at 5.6%, is our sip, and we're spinning a reissue of the 1956 album, Chet Baker Sings. I'm Christine Dempsey. Cheers.
Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day, my buddy.